96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. More than 50 cyclists gathered in Hayward on Saturday as part of Unity Rides happening across the country in memory of Alex Preddy. Preddy was a 37-year-old ICU nurse who lived in the Minneapolis area and was active in the local cycling community. His death last month at the hands of federal immigration agents has sparked memorial rides nationwide. Riders met at New Moon Bike and Ski before heading to the Hayward Hospital trails on fat tire bikes to take part in the memorial ride. Among them was a local nurse, Susan Bauer. She wore a shirt that read, "United We Stand, Divided We Fall," with the names Alex Preddy and Renee Good printed on it.
I decided to ride because I stand in solidarity with the people of Minnesota and across the United States who are protesting against the overreach of our government and their activities, their immigration enforcement activities.
Bauer says seeing video of Preddy's death was traumatic.
Just seeing this from our own government killing one of our own citizens was just too much. And it was the same reaction with Renee Good. It was just outright murder, in my opinion.
She says unity is especially important during times like this.
We have a democracy, and it's the duty of people to speak out if they see our government not representing us in the way that we expect them to.
Thomas Thornquist from Minneapolis says he wanted to show support and honor Preddy.
Like Minneapolis is doing now, they're showing that when people unite for the right reasons, it makes a difference and change can happen.
The ride was one of many held across the country to remember Preddy and bring cyclists together in solidarity. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side has thinned out. Lisa Hale explains why.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers, and to be suspicious of unsolicited or suspicious contact. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a Wisconsin food waste evaluation report. It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going into landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can learn more about the food waste evaluation report on the DNR's website. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for student volunteers for this year's Berkey Giant Ski Race, and it comes with a fundraising boost for local groups. Students will help carry the oversized giant skis from the finish line back to the start after each race. School teams, student clubs, nonprofit youth groups, and extracurricular organizations are all invited to take part. Volunteers are needed at 4:45 p.m. on February 19th. The race runs from 5 p.m. to about 7 p.m. Groups that participate will receive a donation to support their program. To sign up or get more information, email robyn@haywardareachamber.com. This week is Sled Safe Weekends, and the DNR will be increasing patrols to ensure all snow enthusiasts get home safely. 6 snowmobile fatalities have already happened this year, and alcohol is among the top factors in fatal crashes. DNR officials urge operators to ride safely and sober for themselves, for others sharing the trails, and for those waiting for their return. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. It's Election Day in Wisconsin, and the big race is for the state Supreme Court. The most recent Marquette poll showed Chris Taylor ahead of Maria Lazar among likely voters, though nearly half were still undecided, and no new polls have come out since then. Across the state, there are about 75 school referendum questions on the ballot. Polls are open until 8 tonight, and voters can still get a voting ID at the DMV if they need one. Find out where to vote and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Once again, that's myvote.wi.gov. The future of WU System President Jay Rothman could be decided today. WizPolitics reports the Board of Regents is meeting in private today to consider firing him, after Rothman said in emails last week he'd been told to resign or face termination. Rothman, who's been in the job since 2022, said he's still unsure of the reason. The president of the Regent Board says he was given notice and the talks were part of an ongoing performance review. And Wisconsin is moving forward on PFAS cleanup after Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan plan unlocking $125 million. That money will help towns and homeowners test and treat water for the so-called forever chemicals. About $80 million goes to community grants, and $35 million will help private well owners fix contamination. Lawmakers on both sides say it's a big step to protect safe, clean drinking water across the state. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Tempers flare in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 8-6 over the Red Sox. Bottom of the third, Brewers starter Brandon Woodruff hit batter Wilson Contreras, the brother of William, on the hand. Contreras claimed it's the sixth time Woodruff has hit him with a pitch and that he gets beaned by the Brewers all the time.
It's not just a hit by pitch. That's the 24th time that they hit me in my career, 24th. And that's the sixth time they hit me. And they always say, I'm not trying to hit you. That get old. So next time they hit me again, I'm going to take one of them out. And that's a measure.
We asked Brandon Woodruff for his response.
It's, we've been through that. This is 9 years for me. It seems like every year he's trying to play a game and he's trying to get, you know, his side fired up, which is fine. But once I knew what was going on, I wasn't going to let it affect me on the mound.
Game two of the series tonight. NBA, the Bucks in Brooklyn to play the Nets with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow late tonight. We'll get less than an inch of accumulation with a low dropping down to the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some rain and freezing rain early, then warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.